Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Call our listeners in Japan, United Kingdom, Canada, and many, many other places. This show is sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you get to your goals with education, trainers, workshops, and we focus directly on our youth. You know, our youth must thrive, and it's up to us to make it happen out there. This evening, our topic is, what do you want? We'll have Tiffany with an I, see it, do it, change it, and complete it. Come on with us this evening, and we're just going to have a fun, fun time. I know you had a wonderful celebratory week. A lot of things was going on. Father's Day on Sunday, Juneteenth on Monday. And, you know, we're sending prayers out there. You know, that tied in with the five persons that are no longer here? Questionable. Okay, it's just strange to me. We might touch on that a little bit here, too. And the weather, there's floods, there's storms all over. And in Texas, there's triple digits down there, you know. And if they say it's 104, it really feels like 144 with all the humidity out there. So we're going to get started. We're just going to talk about what do you want. But before we get going, just take a listen to this until Miss Tiffany with an I joins us. And we're going to say welcome in to Find It Out Friday. Ow.
I know a place, y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, no, ain't no smiling faces, no, lying to the races, no, 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 oh, help me now,
I'll take you there,
come on, somebody help me here.
I'll take you there.
go. If you do, come on and go with me.
Let us lead the way here for you, Karen, and sharing with you. You know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very, very moment. That's a quote from my mentor, Dr. Shakori Kata, who gives us the roadmap of the best way to travel in a humanistic way for happiness for ourselves and others, okay? Mentors are very, very important. Make sure that you seek one that's going to keep you on the right track. Now, what do you want out there? We're waiting on Miss Tiffany with an eye to come in. I hope she can break away from her meeting. You know, she's a community person. If not, we're going to keep rolling anyway. So I'll start this off, you know. What do you want? Well, you have to know what you want. Very, very firm with it. Because if you do not know what you want, then others are going to try to tell you what you want, okay? And that's not really what it's about. And when you find out, and when you make up your mind, and when you start writing those bullet points down there, you will not allow yourself to be swayed by anything or anyone. You will keep on going. You will not allow yourself to be blown away by the eight winds out there. The eight winds are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. You do not want to be blown around like a leaf on a tree branch out there. So you must know what you want. You must have a focus on what you want, and therefore never ever let anyone stop you. I'll tell you what I want over here. I want some transparency. I want people to be transparent. Well, of course, peace of mind is the person number one. I take that back. Happiness is my number one. It's happiness no matter what. Never being defeated and never, ever, ever retreating. But, you know, I'd like to see more transparency, more honesty, more inclusion for all people. And definitely, because we're out there in the communities, I want to see organizations perform their mission, not just put down words out there. And I want us to have more dialogue. Sometimes it's hard to have that dialogue. We might just want to walk away, but you can't do it like that. Because when you do it like that, stuff is lying dormant. And it sort of like holds you back. And my main one is that our youth must thrive, not just survive. They have to thrive. They're getting good out there. Their little minds are working. They're getting inquisitive. But it's still a lot of traumatized and hopelessness and all of this confusion that's going on out here. You know, it keeps us confused, so you can imagine what it does to them. But I'm just going to put on another little song, and then we're going to bring this Tiffany with an eye on. I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. I'm going to pay you a little bit of this because we cannot give up on anything. We must be unstoppable. I just wanted to put a little bit of that out there because you cannot ever, ever give up. We have Tiffany with an eye on with us. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you on this Finding Out Friday?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. You know, we live in a very beautiful state, California, and the weather's always pretty good. The sun is shining, and it's summer, which is one of my favorite seasons, so.
Okay. Well, I know it was hard to pull up off of that yacht, looking at that beautiful water, walking in the sand, doing the things, and then in and out of those beans and breaking away and having that lemonade. But we appreciate you coming on with us for this Finding Out Friday, the end of this wonderful week. I don't know if you heard the title, the topic today, but it's what do you want? You know, we have conversations about that. About people wanting and doing, but don't know what they want. You know, we're going to talk about that a little bit. I love to have these types of discussions with you because you just switch it around and, you know, what is, I know you deal with a lot of people and they come to you for a lot of guidance and information and consulting and stuff. What do you feel about that topic? Why did we put that out there? Because, you know, it's like you have to know what you want. Because if you don't know, you're not going to go anywhere, and people are going to tell you what you want, and you don't need that. But, you know, you want to know what you want. Talk to us a little bit about that, Tiffany.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Let me start by saying that. And, you know, you and I always have conversations, that is correct. And the more I'm out in the community, the more conversation I have with more people. And my discovery is that people really don't know what they want. So we always talk about politics and we talk about change and we talk about understanding what it is that you want so that you can vote the way that you would like to see things for your family. And that is a huge thing. I'll start off by saying that as it relates to politics. A lot of people don't realize that you can change it if you know what you want. And I think the politicians now, the new ones coming in, are going to probably require that people know what they want, or this new phase of politics is going to require just that, because, you know, often people might think that the politicians don't hear them. The only reason the politician doesn't hear you is because you don't know what you want in order to get what you want. So when you don't know what you want, then they're forced to go to the other side, which is the corporations, who do know what they want and have money to support what they want. So we have a voice, and we have voice equity, if you will. We have money that we can contribute to electing these officials. So, you know, you can't complain about something that hasn't changed if you don't take into consideration what it is that you want. And that goes for anything in your life. If you don't know what you want, then you will not know how to achieve it. So in order to have what you want, you have to know what you want. You know, I have a friend who does, she's in an abundance, she wrote a book about abundance for relationships. And the main key is to know what you want. What kind of person do you want in your life? What kind of characteristics do you want? You know, because once you know what you want, then the rest is easy. But I know we're in a world where there's a lot of confusion and there's so many influences that dictate what you could possibly want, but you really don't have that conversation with your higher self. It's normally like externally what people say that you need or what you want. But I encourage everybody to have those conversations and do some introspection to find out what you want, and you'll be surprised. Once you know, you'll get it. And it's just that easy, but for some reason this world complicates the things that are easy. But you still have to stay focused on it. You know what I'm saying? And happiness is key, and you mentioned that too. But yeah, you know, people get what they want if you know what you want.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, continue.
Oh, no. So I totally agree with that. I consult people and different companies, individuals, and the main question I do ask is, what do you want? What do you want this to look like? What, you know, what are we working with here? What do you want the results to be in your business or, you know, individually? What is it that you want? Because without asking that question, I can't do my job effectively.
Okay. So, do you find that because you do give directors and guidance in that way, that most people will come, but they want you to tell them what they want? I mean, you know, you got persons out there, they see the big vision, but they want somebody else to do it for them. And what I'm hearing here and what I'm knowing and what I'm understanding, in order to get there, you have to know it and be unstoppable and consistent and resilient with, and focused with what
correct.
You have to
yes,
have.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be focused.
Yeah. And I had a client that was like that, and I asked what they wanted, and they said they wanted to, you know, start their own business within a certain amount of time. And, you know, when you know what you want, the opportunities will come. So the opportunity came for this to happen, probably quicker than they anticipated. And they had to think about it. They really had to think about if they wanted to take the opportunity that coincides or aligns with what they want. And I thought that to be so strange, because this is what you want. The opportunity presented itself. Now you're questioning whether or not you want it. So what do you want? if you know what I'm saying? And then there's some people who know what they want, and they take their time in achieving it because they know exactly what they want, and they know how to guide themselves, meaning that, you know, they've had experiences, so they know through all the lessons that were given or taught that they know exactly by all the experiences, negatively or positively, that they've had. So they you know, they can tell you exactly what they want, and then, you know, have the patience to see it come to fruition, but know exactly what they want and how to play it out. You know, like you and I talk about grants. Some people like grants. Some people don't like grants. I'm not a lover of grants because, you know, that's, you know, yes, it's money. Yes, it can be seed money. But you and I firmly believe in doing things, you know, and getting things for yourself, not necessarily doing it that way. And there's nothing wrong with a grant. But a grant doesn't enable you like it enables you if you raise your own money or, you know what I mean? Like you have fundraisers that you do, or however you raise the money yourself and you invest in yourself, it's a whole totally different thing than when somebody else gives it to you, because if somebody else gives it to you, they're going to have some requirements of their own how you spend it.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. I'm in total agreement with that. There you go back again to that being unstoppable and being consistent. We talk a lot about, you know, different things, different subjects, things that we have gone into. But I just wanted to put that out there. I've gone into many leadership training courses and the good programs, you know, because leaders, we're born leaders, but you also have to have extensive training, because that gets you familiar with the different types of persons that you'll be dealing with, you know, and you have to be able to adjust to that, shall I say. And I remember this one, a strenuous workshop. I thought I was in the Army. They had a whole full session, and they screamed at you, "What do you want?" And they screamed it until you had to spit it out. You know where I'm going, but it was the process. But what they were dealing with was building you up so you could understand it, think about it, and once it came out, that it was what it was. And so I thought of the topic, what do you want? And I speak with you a lot, and we always speak on opportunities, and you smile at me because, you know, I'll jump into the water with one thing, okay, if I see I want to jump into it. But as I'm jumping into it, I will always say, Tiffany, I'm observing right now. You know where I'm going? Because what I'm doing,
right.
I'm not going to pass up that opportunity, but I need to get in there and see, is this really about what I'm about? And you don't know until you get in the stew pot, okay? You have to get in the stew pot. As you were saying,
absolutely,
the politicians, they're going to they're going to go elsewhere because you're talking, but you're not telling them really, really what you want. And what happens is, if you notice, when the campaigning starts, I hear very little about what you want, but I hear what I'm going to do. Well, how can you do something if you don't know what the people want? So what you're doing out there, where is that coming from? Where are the stakeholders? You know, have you had deep conversation with them? Have you really, really got out there to find out that need? Do you really, really, are you really, really working for them? This is going to be an interesting time. You know, you and I, we always like it when it's beginning to rev up. And I am so glad that was the first thing out of your mouth, because we do have voice equity, and they're there to listen. But here lately, you know, I see a lot of things with them saying what they want, not what you want. So we're going to put it out there again. Keep this topic on your head. What do you want, okay? I'm looking at the book centers. I'm looking at somebody's reading this, and my child is uncomfortable. The world is uncomfortable. How do you think you grow? If you don't get, if all your being is always comfortable, you're in trouble, okay? Because when it switches up, you don't know what to do. You go jump out of a window because you never experienced nothing like that. So I'm looking at this, and I tell the young adults, don't worry about that. You the book, and demonstrate it through your behavior, okay? Words are words,
right,
but you're the actual proof here. So you're the book. You're
right.
The story. So demonstrate it, okay? Demonstrate
yeah.
it to the best of your ability. Don't get caught up behind that. That's a blockage there. That's another pull. That's an eight win, you know? As I said,
right.
You know, I love those eight wins. And that eight win, I'm going to repeat it again because it's my favorite thing. Prosperity, decline, disgrace and honor, praise, censure, suffering and pleasure. Now, that covers everything we go through, right? But you cannot allow yourself to be swayed when you hit one of those departments, shall I say, you know, and especially if you know what you want. It might take you a while. It might be a lot of roadblocks there. You might have to make a lot of detours, okay? But like Winona Judd says, she has a song. I wish I could find my song. I love Winona. She said, A dead end street is nothing but a place to turn around, okay? So whenever you hit that roadblock, or whenever you go through that, or when you get so many no's, you cannot give up, because you know what you want, and that the magic word is you. So you have to keep yourself balanced, be willing to go through it, remain unstoppable, undefeatable, and don't retreat. We laugh about this, and I just wanted to put it out there, because I'm looking at a lot of things and I'm hearing a lot of things, and it's time for the political arena to get busy. So we want to enforce on you out there. You need to know what you want and have and use your voice to let it be known. And if you don't want that, don't put nobody in there that's not going to give it to you, that's not giving you what you want, okay?
Right.
Because that's their job.
Right. Well, there's some people that go into politics and some of these candidates, they do know what they want. And if they are business owners, they want, you know, maybe some more tax reductions, whatever that might be. Whatever it might be, that's what they're doing. But at least they know what they want going in, because they're like, I have a business and I want to see certain things done. Well, on the other side of that, people have to know what they want. And it can be done, and there can be where, you know, one day, which I think we'll meet, you know, on both sides of the aisle in the middle to get some of this stuff done, because it's not impossible. I've seen it before. I've seen both sides work together on legislation. However, the legislation may not have become law, but we do work with each other. So, you know, when we were talking about what we want in terms of individuals, the Great Resignation, I think, you know, that happened after the pandemic, people were like, well, I want to leave at 5 o'clock. And they left at 5 o'clock. At 5:01, you know, they're not answering an email. They're not picking up a phone. Mm-hmm. They left. And I think Generation X, this Gen X really does know what they want, and they're going to start implementing it and letting you know what they want. Like, this is what we want, and it is up to you or all of us to make it happen. So... you know, I'm very, very hopeful, because from what I've seen, that we will get there. And I think the pandemic was a big catalyst to pushing us toward getting what we want. However, we still have a ways to go. So
yes.
if you really haven't asked yourself that question, you know, as an individual on any level, whether that be a relationship, whether it, you know, anything, you know, ask yourself what you want, so then you can get it. Because once you focus, like you were saying, focus on it, you can, it will come to be.
Right. But you have to stay focused. And in order to stay focused, you have to keep yourself balanced, mind, body, and spirit, and learn how to, as I say, turn up the wheels on the roller skates when you're in the presence of somebody who's negative and who's pulling your energy. It's all about energy. But see, it all begins and ends with you anyway. It's an inside job. It is an inside job. So when you keep that inside balanced and can keep that focus, you're on your way. You know, and my thing is, you know, like you say, when persons know what they want, they know how they want it, then they're not going to settle for anything any less, okay? Because it has to be exactly the way that they want it. And sometimes people say you can't always get what you want. Yes, you can. But it's on you to keep your focus there. It's on you to surround yourself with those mentors and persons that are going to empower you, inspire you, that you have to have coaches, okay? You have to have good coaches up around you, and you have to seek those coaches out very carefully, because, you know, we all know about them smiling faces, okay? So I like to take opportunity. I'll jump on in that water, but as I'm swimming on the other side to get to that other bank, I got them snorkels on. I'm watching everything. And if it's something that goes against my principle or something that's going to take me out of my realm, my values, I have to pull away from it. But you always take whatever opportunity. People say, well, the door is not open. I say, just show me the knob. All I need to do is see the knob. I'm going to go through. And depending on what I'm going through, I either wear knee boots or I wear ankle boots. But most of the time I'm in knee boots, okay? Because if I step through that door, I'm coming in full force. Because you have to go in full force in order to see, is this the arena you want to be in? You know, and we have to take chances in order to do that. Some of us spend years in training, as I call it, get in boot camp. When you get in situations, especially if you're a community person and you're out there with the people, if you're dealing with people, you got to be trained in boot camp. So you have to latch on and put on those boots and pay attention to everything that's moving around you. And then once you pretty much get it outlined and you get, what does that say, that inside chart made, then you're on your way. And it doesn't happen in a day. Some people are lucky. Oh, they can step out on a Monday and then it happen on a Friday if they're ready. But each one teaches one, and each of us are different. And that's why we have the word individual. We're individuals. So what works for this person might not work for that person. But my concern is out there this evening, in this week, is the topic is, what do you want? Now, if you haven't thought about that, you're going to have a beautiful weekend. I think it's going to be sunny and might be a little warm as you're walking or as you're staring up or as you're sitting on a bench and looking at the oak tree. Think about what you want. Keep a pad with you. We're creative people. My mind moves 100 miles a minute. You know, I can be on this subject and switch over to that subject. It's not that I don't know what I want. I'm just trying to find that right gear to put that screwdriver in so I can make it happen. But resiliency, being unstoppable, and knowing, as Tiffany said, know what to say, know what you want. And especially at this time, it's revving up out here, this political arena. You might be out there. I'm still baiting. You know, I like the front side every now and then, but I really like being in that back side, because you know how the front side operates, right? So when you're working in the behind the scenes, you know which way to push. You know, if you're behind supporting someone, you know exactly what they need. You can tell that look. You can see what kind of smile all they're putting out there, and you can jerk them to the side and say, switch it up. Okay, because you know where they are, because you've been there. So, you know, we are about the community. We are about the people. We are about caring and sharing here on this station. Waking up with Linda Maxine does not mean just getting up out the bed. It means move that blood through the brain, those cells in your brain. Keep kind out there. Stay strong. Be aware. And be determined. And more so, be unstoppable and fearless. That's what this topic is about today. I'm going to be quiet over here, and I'm going to let you zap it on up, Tiffany, with the night. We're so glad that you took our time to come with us. You know your schedule. Every time you come, we just got big smiles on our face over here because we know you can get busy out there. But we appreciate you. We have so much gratitude for you. Coming on and sharing with us. And the good thing about it, Tiffany, with the knife, we can handle any subject. We don't have a structure over here, do we? We're pretty thorough, but we don't have a structure, do we? That makes it fun, doesn't it?
Right. We have a structure in terms of a theme or a topic.
Yeah.
But we kind of just, you know, talk about it as we go along. Like you say often, this is not a scripted show, because it isn't.
Nope.
And we
nope.
really speak from our hearts on whatever it
yes.
is that we
yes.
we say we're going to talk about. So, but I'm so excited that you picked that today, because I looked at the message that you sent, and I said, oh, what do you want? That's a good topic. That's something good to
mm-hmm.
talk about.
Mm-hmm.
On so many different levels, but I think we kind of covered the main is just asking the question and really figuring out what you want. That's the first step. You know, that's the first step to change. That's the first step to happiness. That's the first step to a lot of things. So I was excited to see that and then talk about it because it is very, very important. And let's see, you know, this is Friday, so have fun. I will say have fun on Fridays. On Mindful Mondays, I say relax and rejuvenate and get, you know.
Right.
And, but, you know, the sun's out. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. That's what I will leave everybody with. Because it is. That's what summer is. It's about that. It's about
yes,
happiness and the sun
yes.
and being with people and celebrating. So that's what I will leave
yes.
you with.
Well, we appreciate you. We want you to have fun out there. And hopefully if they don't snatch you and try to box you in, hopefully you'll be back with us on Mindful Monday. We'll give them things to be mindful of. It's going to be a great weekend. And if you didn't have a great week this week, definitely you're going to have a great one next week. So just chalk it up. Keep yourself focused. Keep yourself balanced. And I'm going to play my song by Beyonce. I want you guys to listen to it real closely because I want this too. Tiffany with an I, we love you. We love you. Have a great weekend. Okay,
thank
listen
you.
To the song. If you can hang on, listen to my girl. She got a message to the music. You know, that's what we're about. Love you.
Thank you. Collaborate.